Bang, moo, meow. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Lynn Perry, assistant professor of psychology at the University of Miami, explores whether the relationship of the sound of words and their meanings goes further than we think.
Why do we call a dog and not a cat? Are words iconic? That is, do they sound like what they mean, or are they arbitrary? Linguists are trained to believe that the vast majority of words are in fact arbitrary. The outside are special cases of onomatopoeia, words like bang and moo. There's no relationship between what a word sounds like and what it means. This principle of the arbitrariness of the sign has been fundamental to modern linguistics and psychology. But our recent research topples this long-held axiom, showing that the words of spoken languages are in fact iconic in some very interesting ways. In a series of 5 experiments, we asked native speakers of English and of Spanish to judge the iconicity of about 600 words from their respective language. Overall, participants rated the words as somewhat iconic on average, an interesting finding, but it was the systematic patterns of their ratings that we found to be the most compelling. For example, in both languages, words from grammatical categories like adjectives, so these are descriptive words like sticky, were judged to be higher in iconicity than nouns, so words for people, places, and things like sandwich. Most interesting of all, in both languages, we found that the words judged as highest in iconicity were learned the earliest by young children. This pattern suggests that the iconicity in English and Spanish words plays an important function in helping young children to learn language. Our study is the first to show that iconicity is prevalent across the vocabulary of a spoken language, suggesting that iconicity may play an important role in word learning. It's the nail in the coffin for the theory that languages are essentially arbitrary. Languages are not just arbitrary, but they're also iconic in some fundamental and consequential ways.
That was Lynn Perry of the University of Miami. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. That boom, 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 that boom, 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 boom. I'm on that supersonic boom. Y'all hear that spaceship? Zoom. When I step inside the room.